If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. It is a victory Monday. Even though it's preseason, we still count it here at the 49ers Rush Podcast. And today's a fun episode. One, we're going to be focusing the majority of our time 49ers stock up, 49ers stock down. The ebbs and flows. Whenever one player ascends on the depth chart, another player has to descend. You only got 22 starters. Offense, defense, it's what it is. So a little bit more negative than we usually like to go with, but that's okay. PFF grades are out. Just finished the first half offensive film breakdown over on our Patreon, the 49ers Rush channel. Not loaded yet. Is currently loading. So we're going to be doing that, and we're giving away two tickets. So if you guys are with us for the ticket raffle and you have an entry in for the 49ers home opener game, two club level seats or better, excited about that. We're going to be giving that away about halfway through the show. So if this is your first time joining us, hit that subscribe button. This is episode 1186 of the 49ers Rush podcast. I freaking love it. This job is unbelievable, and I'm so thankful. Love the community. Love all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Raphael? Appreciate you, man. Ed Nesbitt, let's do it, man. He says, you know, I wore my 49ers Rush t-shirt I wore last year here in Florida. Got so much hate. I love it. Love it. It's all Jacksonville Jaguars here, boo. Yeah, the Jaguars, that's rough. But that was a fun trip. You know, we had, I think I got a picture here. You know, that was the one Frank Gore came out and partied with us. This was one of the live pictures from that Jacksonville party. We had a lot of people come out to that one. I think we're at about 400 plus. It was an absolute blast. If you haven't joined one of our 49ers Rush road trips yet, man, you got to come out. Our first party this year is going to be in Minnesota. Yeah, we were there last year, had an awesome time, but our venue couldn't hold us, so we upgraded the venue for this year. And our tailgate, man, we have one of the best tailgate spots that is possible at that Viking Stadium. Literally the closest parking lot to the stadium was absolutely incredible. It's going to be a lot better this year. So if you're coming out, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, go check it out. We've got parties everywhere. We don't play around. You know, this year, our big five are Minnesota, the Thursday night game, Seattle, the Bucks game. That one's going to be huge. The Sunday night football game in Buffalo, and then the Arizona Cardinals game to kind of wrap up the year. And then playoffs, you know, we're doing playoffs. Playoffs. Yep, that's right. That's what we're doing. Hugo, my man, appreciate you, buddy. RTP in the house. We got a Lowdown Dirty Shame. Oh, I love it, man. That is awesome. I love the reference. Damon Wayans, brothers. What's up, man? Yeah, stock down Ronnie Bell. He's going to be on the list. There's no doubt. And the thing, like, Ronnie Bell has just been so interesting because at camp, he was doing all these things that are not happening in the two preseason games. And I just finished the first half offensive film breakdown, and the body language is starting to catch up to the poor performance. Now, Ronnie Bell's blocking his rear end off, but that does not receiver a make. You've got to do that to do the other stuff, but he's not doing the other stuff, sadly. Leslie says, I wish I could be here for the whole show, but I have another commitment soon. I want to be the winner of those Niners versus Jet tickets. And if you're not here, Leslie, one, just want to say thank you. I will reach out to you immediately. So if you're not here for the actual raffle, don't worry. I will reach out to you. I learned my lessons in doing these raffles a long time ago to make sure I get everybody's contact information because, yeah, that's just what it's been. What's up, Tim? Appreciate you, buddy. Glad seeing you here, man. Big Joe, faithful, strong. I walked away from the game yesterday, which was awesome. Levi's was rocking. I really felt like the atmosphere was great. But, man, I walked away. There were some moments of that game where the fans were in mid-season form. Announcers, yikes. They're figuring it out. It was the first game for them, too. They couldn't get the 49ers. Another 49ers, first down. And then the fans all go, oh, right? Like, that's just what happens. Half the NFL team stadiums do it. Our announcer couldn't figure it out. It was kind of comical. But we're learning. But, man, fans got loud on third down. In the second half, I like that. Some of the fans started chants while the offense was out there a couple times. It was just like, all right, we got to figure this out. But it was fun. It was a good time. What's up, Jeff? Bobo, what's up, man? Appreciate you, buddy. Great to see you, Nick. We got a lot of people. Carlos Mendez, my brother. What's up, man? He says, Pooney is for real, John. There is no doubt. There's no doubt in Dominic Pooney. Like, if it's just the rookie out there playing consistent, which he does do, there's no debt like that continues, but it's so much more than that. he's starting to cover up mistakes for Colton McKivitz, right? We always talk about like Aaron Banks, whatever he plays next to Trent Williams is like Aaron Banks plus, right? He gets that little just, you know, notch up because you got Trent Williams next to you. Now we're going to have to start talking about Colton McKivitz playing like that against Dominique Pooney. Pooney was the fourth highest rated player, 72.4 grade, 81.2 pass blocking grade. Whew. Straight fire. He was just so good. 65.4 run blocking. Did give up one pressure, but I mean, there was one play, and I think it, I think it was Guy Haberman that put it out. He does a great show. Go check his show out. You know, he pass block is his guy. It's a stunt. He reverse spins out to go help out Colton McKivitz on like a deep block. Like, it was just like, what is this kid doing? Like, it's not your job, Dominique Pooney, rookie preseason, to bail out, you know, a 3-year starter tackle. But that's where we are. Dominique Pooney, whatever real is, Dominique Pooney is that. It's the real deal. The depth is there. I love it. Yeah, right here, Big Sally says, you know, that game showed the big gap between those who will make the team and those on the practice squad. Ah, I think that's very well said. If you don't have that ceiling play type, practice squad's where you go. And to develop so that you could be a guy in the future or a fill-in if an injury takes place. But if you don't have the ceiling now, 53 ain't for you. It's well said, Big Joe. Man, Alex Barrett, gosh, he's on my list every week, week in, week out. He's on my list every time I go to training camp. 5'8", guys. 58. When you see 58 out there at defensive end, you just know good things are going to happen. And PFF scores agree with the film, agree with the eye test, agree with everything. He had a 93.5 grade. Number one player on 49ers across the board, offense, defense, special teams. 33 snaps, 4 pressures, 1 sack, had the strip fumble, 3 hurries, 2 solo stops. Good Lord, 93.5. Here's the order if it was a true meritocracy. It's not. Nick Bosa, Leonard Floyd, Alex Barrett. That's the rotation. Now, Yetur Gross-Matos played very well. And obviously, Yetur's going to, he's a $10 million guy. I think he's getting $8 million a year. Like, Yetur Gross-Matos is the number three. But that's the pecking order. He is too damn good and has done it too consistently. Alex Barrett is just, oh, he's awesome, man. He is just so awesome. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, Big Joe. Show 1186. There we go, man. Brandon Ayuk and Tay Martin. There we go. Does anybody else do that? I'm a big numbers guy. And so, like, anytime somebody, like, even back in the day, whenever we're going old school, you had to memorize people's phone numbers. I would always remember the last 4 digits as players, Niners players, right? So, like, 1186. All right. Ayuk, Tay Martin. It's just, I'm still the same way. What's up, Niner boy? Appreciate you. Dave says, you know, I'm concerned with the run defense. You look at, you know, we gave up 35 rushes, 134 yards for 3.8 yards per carry. Held them under 4 yards per carry, but yeah, that's problematic. It's not great. We've got some terrible linebacker play. Stock down DFF. Oh my gosh. That dude ain't ready. Now it's his first game back, so you can say whatever you want. But, you know, he came in the 11th ranked player with a 65.3 grade. Not terrible. But one of the worst tackling grades, 46.6. Hard to have that from your Mike linebacker. He's not good. He's not one of the better linebackers. I think he's the worst linebacker we have on our roster currently. I do believe that. I don't know. Like, whenever he's out, the only touchdown drive we gave up, it was 4 consecutive plays against DFF. 4 in a row. And he's just slow to react. As a vet, that's hard. He's a special team stud. I want him to be on this roster. I want him to be a backup. But they have him as the starting number 3 linebacker and the backup Mike. And I'm just like, no, absolutely not. And the antithesis of this, Tatum Bethune, who I don't think's ready yet, is so damn good against the run. That dude was just making plays all over the place versus the run. Now, He had a 90.6 run grade. He just can't cover. A 42.9 coverage. He just can't cover. So, like, DFS supposed to cover. Still struggles there, too. What was DFS coverage grade? Yeah, he had 75.7. Pretty dang good. Gave up one catch on one target for 5 yards. It was a shallow dump off. He dropped back zone coverage. I remember he jumped a route perfectly, forced a fourth down. That was good. But, man, if you like, for linebackers, you got to be able to stop the run, and then coverage is the added benefit. It's kind of like 49ers wide receivers, right? You got to be a good wide receiver, and then the blocking is how you guarantee your playing time, right? You got to be a receiver first. The blocking is how you earn more snaps. Linebackers, you got to stop the run. You can't stop the run. It don't matter what you do versus coverage. And that's my issue with DFF. Like, the primary staple of what it means to be a linebacker, stop the run. You can't do that. That's not who you are. It's not who you've been through your career. Still not seeing it. In fact, it's getting worse. Ugh. It just, come on, man. Like, it's just not there. Not there. Yeah, that's rough. I agree with you. DFF in the run game, not there. T.Y. McGill, not there. He, 39.3 grade, wasn't good, but a lot of our defensive tackles weren't good. Kevin Givens was worst rated. Nick Williams, who got injured, second worst. Jordan Elliott, third worst. T.Y. McGill, fourth worst. Yetur Gross-Mato, fifth worst. Robert Beal, Shaquille Brown. Like, I thought Shaquille Brown actually showed some positives, but those are the bottom. We had 27 defensive players. The bottom seven are all D linemen. No. Just no. That's not it. That's not it. What's up, Big Papa? My man, Papa J. Got a lot of people in here. Look at this. Big Papa says he remembers before 300. Ah, been doing this for a little bit, guys. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Now, let's go to somebody positive. Let's go Jacob Cowing.
Hey, I mean, we want to figure out whoever the best punt returner is on our 53. And he looked pretty good today. We drafted him hoping that he could have the potential to do it. Tonight was really the first time that we were able to get him out there. And, you know, he's had a week of being healthy. So he's definitely got a chance to. But tonight was a step in the right direction.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard. Every week in September, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you can combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BADLANDsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He's just a stud. He is just a stud. What's up, Jax? How we doing? The rookie getting those snaps. Oh, my gosh. And so, like, it's not like Jacob Cowing showed up and just was awesome. He killed a drive by himself. He had a holding call that was called by not one but two officials. Like, it was a very clear holding call. Then he had that screen pass where it was just bad. And so he turned a bad play into a worse play, you know, scrambled around way too much, lost 5 yards. And so, like, he started off just not good, but calmed down and just started making plays. And, like, the speed is there. A shout out to, I think it was Coach Yak on Twitter, put together like a little compilation of Jacob Cowing. And my favorite thing that I saw from that was this was his first game he's ever played in. Every single time after he made a catch, he just, you know, he spun the ball a couple times after some big plays he made, but just business as usual. You know, throws the ball back to the ref, just jogs back. And like, you couldn't tell, oh, did he just catch a 40-yard pass, or did he just, you know, drop a piece of trash into a trash can? Just business as usual. A3 out there just acted like, man, this ain't no big deal. Who cares? My first NFL game. Who cares? It's my first NFL catch. Who cares if I just caught, you know, an out and up for 40 yards against a starting caliber, you know, Saints cornerback? Doesn't care. Nah, it's just whatever. It's cool, man. I do this on the regular. That's rare. And, you know, Shanahan preaches this whole thing of the moment's not too big. The moment's not too big. This dude's so calm, cool, collected. And, you know, you look at the other wide receivers that perhaps missed out. Talk about Dante Pettis. You could talk about, well, Jalen Hurd was different because the injuries, but like other wide receivers just ain't cutting it. Why? It's up here. Ronnie Bell, you're seeing it already. Like, moments too big for him. Boblin punts whenever he's forced to be out there in games last year consistently. Just skittish. It's the eye test. Man, I don't want Jacob Cowan returning punts. I don't believe in rookies returning punts. But if my options are Jacob Cowan or Ronnie Bell, I'm pretty sure that's a 10 out of 10 going to be Jacob Cowan. I understand Ronnie Bell's no longer a rookie, but he's also super skittish, bad body language, drop passes consistently in games and pressure situations. No, you can't say that about Jacob Cowan. Can't do it. He comes in the fifth rated player, played 50 snaps, which was, I think he played the second most next to Jared Kingston, who had 58 snaps, the other rookie. 69.5 grade, nice. The run blocking, 42.9. His first play, Jacob Cowan's first NFL play, they asked him to block down on Cameron Jordan. I kid you not. He tried. He didn't do well. Cameron Jordan is perhaps the best run game defensive end of the past 15 years. Like, he's that damn good. Like, whatever you thought of Eric Armstead, Cam Jordan is a better version of that in every single way. Cameron Jordan's one of my favorite players in the NFL. Like, he is the most consistent two-way defensive end in the NFL. Dude's a monster. Could play defensive tackle in the NFL if he wanted to. Jacob Cowan, little bitty dude, 180, you know, soaking wet. First play in the NFL. Hey, go block Cameron Jordan, who's like an all-decade player. The little man went out there and tried. It was just like, really? This is his first play? You're going to find out. Like, you're going to do it? You're not going to do it. It's what it is. Oh, Bobo, check this out. This is huge for Bobo, guys. This is huge. Thank you for the super chat. Generosity says, I put $200 on the 49ers winning the Super Bowl this year. Hey, if Bobo's in, why not? I freaking love it. That dude's awesome. Luke, what's up, man? Sorry, I'm way behind in the chat. I'm trying to catch up. I missed way too many comments. I apologize. He says, John, I love how you said Dobbs is creative and fun on his own. 100% correct. Doing his own thing. He can look good running the scheme, not so much. Timing, dissecting versus defense. He's still got a ways to go. Now, it's huge stock up on Josh Dobbs. That dude was awesome. But, man, look at this play. I took a screenshot. This was one of the big scrambles. And if you're just listening to the audio, I'm going to do my best just to show you. It's showing Dobbs scrambling, and there's three wide receivers in the picture. Saints are playing man coverage. We got Ronnie Bell, Cam Latu, and Trent Taylor. The Saints corners, all three, are completely in phase, which means you can reach out and put your hand on the hip of the wide receiver. Like, they're shadows. We were completely blanketed across the field. Ronnie Bell can't get separation. Cameron Latu, dear Lord. It had a couple catches, which were some positives. He's not an NFL player. So many bad plays just in the first half. I haven't done the second half. So many bad plays. Trent Taylor, gosh, I love him. Hell no. Hell no. You can't. No. Just, oh, man, it's rough. And so, yeah, you talking Josh Dobbs, he played so well. Here is Kyle Shanahan talking both quarterbacks, because you've got both quarterbacks. Purdy didn't play great. Josh Dobbs and Allen both played well, completely different. Dobbs making plays on his own, playmaker, running, doing his own thing. Josh Allen operating within the system. Once Dobbs catches up to that second layer, that's huge. Here's Shanahan talking about both quarterbacks.
Yeah, I thought they both did well with the reps they were given. Dobbs got to play a little bit more, and I thought he did a real good job leading us on those drives. When Brandon came in, he did the same. So it was very similar to last week. The games have been tight. The practices have been tight. So that's a good problem we have right now.
There you go. There you go. So, like, and I'm telling you, the first quarterback, let's just say something happened week one, it's going to be Brandon Allen. Stovey says, no, Brandon Allen, I don't understand that. Let's see here. Oh, man. They took down, they changed my, here we go. You look at just what, I mean, Brandon Allen had a 75.4 passer rating, 7 out of 10, 36 yards, nothing great, no sacks, not bad. Josh Dobbs had a 76 passer rating. Like, they're right there. The best passer rating was actually Tanner Mordecai with the 88.2. But, no, I don't think Brandon Allen sucked. Was he great? No. But you look at the collective training camp, first preseason, second preseason, I'm telling you right now, Brandon Allen would be the first one out there, especially with our starters. Like, he wants, Shanahan wants somebody that runs the scheme. Dobbs is getting closer. The very first completion of Dobbs was my favorite, and it's not a highlight. It was to actually, I think it was to the rookie, Jacob Cowing. Dobbs is out there, right? He goes out there for the fourth series. They do a nickel blitz, and so it's a hot route read. So the nickel blitzes, who's lined up over the number two wide receiver, which is Jacob Cowing to the quarterback's left, catch, sets feet, throws the quick out. Like, nailed it. It was 10-yard gain, nothing special, not a highlight. It was the first time watching Josh Dobbs where he recognized the coverage, recognized his hot route read, delivered it on time, on pace, on tempo, and it was just like, boom, it's a 10-yard gain. That doesn't make the highlights. That's not on social media, whatever else. Those are the plays on first down that Shanahan wants to see. So if Dobbs can continue that trend, yeah, he's the quarterback too. We didn't see a lot of those after that. A lot of those after that were just Dobbs being a freak. That dude's worth the price of admission on himself. I love seeing Dobbs. Vicky, what's up, little sis? She says, you know who wasn't? Bell and Latu. Yeah, Bell and Latu were as bad as could be. Somebody messaged me that Cam Latu was better than Braden Willis after like the first quarter. And I was like, what? Like, no. He had two wide open catches that he caught. That was good. I like him in space. No way, Jose. No, Cameron Latu was terrible. Lined up wrong, blocked wrong several times. Poor effort several times. No, Cameron Latu is bad. Now, PFF gave Cameron Latu a 62.5 grade. All right. How many? What did they give the other tight end? I'm trying to find them. Sorry. It's here. Let me sort it by tight end. I'm a smart person. Braden Willis had a 60.6. Yeah, I think that's. They gave Cameron Latu a 68.3 grade. Cameron Latu had a couple good blocks in space, several poor blocks in space. Like, nah, bro. Just nah. It ain't there. It ain't there. But that's okay. That's okay. Right here, Luke says, you know, Kyle, 100%, Kyle will be losing his hair. You know, Tanner Dobbs, upside rookie contract for 4 years. You're keeping three quarterbacks no matter what. Brock Purdy, Josh Dobbs, Brandon Allen, whichever way. Purdy's first, obviously. But we're keeping three. It's just what it is. We're keeping three. What's up, Rick? He says, good afternoon, Chapman. Yes, I like the game from last night. I think they played a little bit more better. I like that. Then last week, a lot of improvements for the rookies. They did. They really, really did. What's up, Potomac? Was worried about Purdy in that O-line, but good that they're getting the reps. It's the right thing to do. Every other team, Patrick Mahomes is playing two quarters, guys. Like, I know we want to protect everything and bubble wrap. I get that. Brock Purdy's first, like, offseason. First time. Like, so, we got to get out there. I'm okay with it. I don't like it, obviously. I don't want anybody getting hurt, but you got to play football. How do you get better at playing football? You play football. How? You've got to be able to calm nerves, be understanding that, look, if things go bad, I could get killed. That's football. You got to get those reps. Got to. Gerson, what's up, buddy? John, who starts opposite Ward? Oh, that's Demo, 100%. Number three, Isaac Yiadom. Number four, Renardo Green. Renardo Green, they put this dude to the test. They said, we're going to run extra man defense. And they put him out there. Now, he had a 47.7 grade. I get that. But that dude was manned up with Chris Olave, five plays in the first half. five plays, like spread out, obviously. But when 31 was out there, I was watching him. Dude, that's not an easy task. He answered the call. He gave up one catch to Olave, and it was a first down. It was a 19-yard, you know, whatever. But, like, that's it. Renardo Greene played 32 snaps, got targeted twice, had a breakup against Olave, and gave up one catch. Like, Renardo belongs. I think he's quarterback 4 or 5. I would probably put Rocky Sin ahead of him just because the veteran experience. But, yeah, David, I'm with you. Renardo looks like he's ready to compete. They were playing him as outside. He played some nickel, played some slot. He was outside almost exclusively week two. I really thought Renardo Greene held his own. And I think that's huge. Now, let's get ready to give away some tickets. But before we do, we've got one more preseason game this weekend against the Raiders in Vegas. I will not be at this one. Not going to be there for that one. But we have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout meeting. This is one of my favorite ones every single year. Cut downs on Tuesday, where the Niners have to cut all the way down to 53. So what we do Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, we get together. We're going to make our 49ers rush 53-man roster. I get out the spreadsheets. We go through and we vote. Who are we keeping? Who are we not keeping? And we develop our 53-man roster, and we see how close we get to what the 49ers actually do. You know, who's going on PUP? Who's going on IR? Who are we bringing back? It's so much fun. This is the time I hear from you. So if you've ever in your life considered signing up at the 49ersrush.com for a membership or a Patreon channel, I'm telling you right now, this week is the week of all weeks. Why? Because you got a 7-day free trial. That's always there, but you're going to get all of the breakdowns from the week two preseason game. You're going to get all of the breakdowns from the week three preseason game. You're getting the Zoom hangout. You're getting it all. So head over to the 49ersrush.com, sign up, free trial. Check it out. Come hang out with us in the Zoom. And if you don't like it, then guess what? Cancel free of charge. No worries. But if you do like it, that's how I feed my family. That is how I pay my bills. That's why I'm allowed to do this full time. All those things. So if you like it, stay in support. You know, we've got things as low as $1 or $2 a month, all the way up to some crazy ones, and all the support we can take, we will take, and we'll be very, very, very appreciative. So this Sunday, excited to be with everybody. Did I mess up on the date? Sunday is the 26th. Did I do it wrong? Yep, I did it wrong. It's the 25th. I got to change my thing. So this Sunday, the 25th at 5:30 p.m., that is when we will be having the thing, the 25th. Of course, I messed up the graphic because that's who I am. Yeah, it's Sunday the 25th. My pick was wrong. Thank you, David. Hopefully you'll be there, man. We can see little man. That's the idea. So the 25th, yes. Yeah, anyway. Viking says, you think John has ever heard of a Texas route? Oh, my gosh. Thank you, man. Yeah, there we go. Texas route. Jeff Wilson. He was the one that made it famous. That's what's fun. That's what's fun. Oh, Vicky, thank you. She says, have fun signing up now. I freaking love it. I love it. So let's do this. Let's give away two tickets to the Jets home opener against the 49ers. Let me pull down the brackets there. There we go. Let's make this better. So this is over at Wheel of Names. It's a free site. Everybody who bought entries or multiple entries is present, and I'm kind of shuffling all the names so we can see. We're just going to roll it one time. Winner gets two tickets. This is what it is. If you don't win, I'm so sorry. The whole idea is to create a wonderful experience for somebody for as little as $20. I mean, these tickets are crazy expensive, going for about $1,800 right now. So two club-level seats, and if you don't win, we do giveaways and raffles like this all the time. We're going to do a couple more. Might do something for the Cowboys game. Or the Chiefs game, we'll see. So here we go. Let's shuffle one more time. Let's roll it. Who gets two free tickets? Let us see here. I'm excited. This is awesome. Congratulations goes to none other than, it's right in the middle, Kyle W. Strickland. Hope you're watching live. If not, I will reach out to you. But we got a winner. That's what's up. Shout out to Kyle. And whether he's here or not, I'm going to reach out to him. I have his contact information. That's what it is. And, you know, the whole idea, what do we preach here? Community, experience, education, positive experience, all that different stuff. And this is just another one of those ways where it's just, hey, we want to create an opportunity for somebody that maybe couldn't to do this. We don't make money on this. So as much as we sell, we might get close to breaking even on this. But that's okay. We're going to be all right. Thankfully, we have sponsors that help us make money and all those other things, and that kind of off balance that stuff. But I love the people saying all congratulations. Kyle Strickland is our winner. I don't think that he's in here, but that's okay. I'm going to reach out to him. And sorry to everybody that didn't win. I wish we could just make everybody win. I really, really do. Now, let's go talk about another positive. Let's talk about Cody Schrader. This undrafted free agent rookie got the start in the second preseason game. Jordan Mason had a little hip soreness, tightness, whatever. I'm not too concerned about Jordan Mason. He's a beast. But Jacob Cowing was the fifth running back when camp started. Isaac Guerrero goes down. CMC goes down. Elijah Mitchell went down. Shocker. Knee soreness. Now he's getting the start, man. And he's making the most of it. Here's Shanahan talking about Cody Schrader.
Similar to college. He's a good running back. He knows how to run the ball. He hits the right holes, doesn't mess around, lowers his pads, and falls forward. He's been good in practice, and he's done a good job with his opportunity in these two games.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I freaking love it, man. He looks the part. Now, is he amazing? Do you have to use a roster spot on him? All those different things. I don't know if that's the right answer. But man, you know, he's done his job and has definitely moved up. Like, worst case scenario, practice squad, worst case. But he's just a no-nonsense guy. I love it. And thank you. All these clips are complimentary of the man himself, Juan Salas. Appreciate you, buddy. He's I freaking love Juan, man. He's great. I'm at the games. He's working. He's cutting stuff up, all that stuff. It's wonderful. Schrader's a little bit smaller, but he doesn't run small. He runs very tough. One cut. Yeah, there we go. I love it. I love it. Right here, JPZ. Do you believe Mitchell will make the 53? I really don't. I do. Kyle Shanahan loves him, and he's free. He doesn't cost against the salary cap. So it'd be different if you cut him and you got like an extra $5 million or whatever. You get nothing if you cut him. Kyle Shanahan loves running backs. Yeah, Mitchell's making it. He's making it. It's what it is. I know that people don't like certain. I understand the injuries are problematic, and he's got more than anybody that I've ever met. But even if you're only going to get three games, if you sat down with Kyle Shanahan and you said, "Hey Shanahan, you're only going to get Elijah Mitchell healthy for three games." Shanahan would say, cool, we'll just take it. We'll take it. Three games, take it. That's who Kyle is. He trusts him. And he's always hurt, and he's going to get hurt again. I know. But whenever he is healthy, that dude puts out 2 to 3 stud games and allows Kyle Shanahan to call his playbook even if Christian McCaffrey's not out there. And I know he's going to get hurt. Yeah, why don't we trade him? Who the hell is going to trade for him? Who's going to trade for him? I don't know. Now, let's go with some of these rookies and the time that's running out for the ones we haven't seen.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff's always tough when guys get hurt and they're not out there, you know, especially, you know, when guys get hurt right away. So that was so good for Jake to be able to go through this week, stay healthy through this week, and get a play in that game. Hopefully, you know, expecting to get Isaac back next week. So hopefully practice will go well and we can take a look at him in the game. And hopefully Ricky will get there too.
Hopefully. Yeah, you know, if we're going to talk about injuries, you got to bring up these two guys. Isaac Arendo, you traded 2 5th rounders to jump up and get this guy. We ain't seen him. This dude has not played. He didn't even make it through the very first training camp practice. hamstring, bad one. Ricky Pearsall, we have seen, and he's looked the part a few times, but not one, not two, three injuries for Ricky Pearsall so far through training camp. Three. Now, one of them was a shoulder that was reactivated, whatever else, but it's just like, now Isaac Arando's missed time his entire college career with this same hamstring. You knew this was coming. You traded up for it, whatever. Ricky Pearsall has never missed a game. Never missed a game. Never. Now, at times, you got to play. Like, Ricky Pearsall is teetering towards, like, being an IR for the year, Cameron Law to sit down guy. That's how bad it's been. And, yeah, you know, right here, Lee, with running back pick, it's just what the Niners do in drafts. You're right. I don't want to write off a guy yet. Definitely don't want to do that. You know, Juwan Jennings was the same way. That dude, IR for the whole year, never even saw him, then comes out and balls out. Aaron Banks, didn't see him the whole year, comes out pretty good. We've had guys like this, and yeah, I don't know. Ricky Pearsall, he's shown that he belongs, though, in camp. The few, he can't make it through a whole practice, but I mean, he has explosiveness. He has hands. He has the size. He's got all of it. Just time's running out. Like, you got to make this 53-man roster. And so, like, I don't know, man. You got to get it done. Got to get it done. I get so frustrated. And I said this during my breakdown, too. Look, you've got to always put things into context. If we took Dominic Pooney with our first-round pick, and he has played exactly how he's played so far, you would be so excited. I would be too. We like, oh my gosh, this dude is playing first round football as a guard. Guards usually don't go in the first round, but they do on the back end. You just switch those two picks, and I know that's whatever. This is a hypothetical. But if Ricky Pearsall was a third round pick, we'd still be pissed. But you know what I mean? That's what you're still getting first round quality. It's just from the different guy. You're still getting second-round quality, probably from Malik and, you know, Renardo Green. They're putting up there. Gosh, man. Come on. Come on, Pearsall. Come on, man. Wait. He's making the roster, but it's just like, come on. We just got to see something. We got to see something. Right here, I got a couple questions. Who's fullback number two? It's Braden Willis. And that's, you know, Jake Tonjes would be fullback three. Josh says Tonjes is tight end three. You look at who's out there, the starters. Eric Saubert, who I didn't think have a great game, but his blocking was on point. Like, you watch a couple of those plays. Eric, that's his job. Is he going to be the receiving threat? No. Is Braden Willis upside there? No. But Braden Willis can do everything. Jake Tonjes do it. If you're keeping four, those are your four. You want to switch up to three and four? They love Braden Willis. He's been getting all these first-team reps at all training camp. Mason Plyne, I think he got three snaps the whole game. Yeah, and hasn't played much. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Now, let's do this. Let's look at some other negatives, which I don't like, but let's get to them. This is my list of stock down. Cam Law, too, we talked about. DFF, we talked about. Ronnie Bell, yeah, it's just not there. Jalen Moore, terrible. Sam Womack, who I really, really like as a special teams guy. Just coverage ain't it. And a lot of times he's kind of the victim of playing with people that don't know what's going on. Darrell Luter Jr. missed some, you know, placements and whatever else, but Womack's not there. Danny Gray, Trent Taylor, T.Y. McGill. Those are my guys where it's just like, Jake Moody. Jake Moody's Jake Moody, guys. He's going to make five field goals right down the middle, and then he's going to have one where it's just like, what the hell happened? That's who he has been. It's who he's going to continue to be. I don't know why it would change. His accuracy and his foot placement is, you know, where his foot makes contact with the ball. It's all over the place. It is never there. Nick said, did I miss the ticket giveaway? Yes, the winner was Kyle Strickland. So if you're Kyle Strickland, congratulations. If you're not, then I'm sorry. I'm going to reach out to him and make sure he gets those tickets. But yeah, like Moody's going to miss field goals. Just get used to it. Dude missed a field goal, missed a kick in every single playoff game and the Super Bowl. Like, he's going to make some kicks where you're like, wow, which is awesome. Some 50-plus yarders, but it's who he's going to be. It's who he is. 49er-minded. What's up, buddy? He says, yeah, Conley most likely makes it. Yeah, the six is simple. You've got your three, Ayuk, Debo, Jennings, and then the next three are the rookies. You got two rookies and Chris Conley. Pearsall is probably going to make it. Jacob Cowan's 100% making it. And Chris Conley. Like, it's simple. Those are your six. That's it. Big Heck, that's not how you say my name. I know. I'm sorry, man. Apologize about that. anyway. Now, other guys that I had on the positive that I really, really did like. Jacob Cowan, Pooney, Renardo Green, Nick Sakell continues to elevate. Now, he had two or three just like what the hell plays. But, and his snaps were way too high consistently. The 49ers are keeping Nick Sakell. He has plays where he wins in dominating fashion. It just took 3 years. One, he's cheap, but he can play both guard spots and the center spot. That's huge. But there are plays where Nick Sakell dominates. And it's just like, ooh, especially in the run game. Like, he gets movement. Nick Sakell's making this roster. Tatum Bethune, so great versus the run, just can't cover. We talked Dobbs. We talked Schrader, Alex Barrett, Curtis Robinson making this roster. Too good at special teams. Too good at all the linebacker spots. Just makes plays. Whether he's out there as a starter, he makes plays. He's out there with the second half, he makes plays. Curtis Robinson is for real. Jalen Mahoney, the undrafted free agent rookie safety. I think he passed Taylor Hawkins on the depth chart. I just don't think there's a spot for him on the 53 practice squad. But that dude, whew, man. Shaquille Brown, I thought stock up. Jalen Graham, great. Jared Kingston, I like him. Don't know how he's going to make this roster, but there were a couple plays where you just saw the elite athleticism and speed. There was one play where Josh Dobbs does this rollout and sprints to the left. Jared Kingston's blocking, and he looks, he peeks, right? He just peeks, and he sees Dobbs scrambling. So he looks, he discards his guys, and just straight 40-yard dash sprint, mirroring Josh Dobbs to the numbers, and gets this awesome block on a linebacker coming to, like, it was awesome. I don't think the play, like, resulted in anything, but it was just like, ooh, light bulb moment, like, peak athleticism, Jared Kingston, 20-yard shuffle. Like, he put it on tape, and it was just like, ooh. Like, there were some positives. There were some negatives. But Kingston keeps improving consistently. And listen to Chris Forster talk about Jared Kingston, the rookie.
All the time, he's improving. One thing I love about these young guys, John Lynch and I were talking about this morning, is these guys are really, they're working hard to improve, and they've made some good strides. It's a tribute to them, not to me. We just do what we do. We go out there and do the same thing every day, but these guys have grabbed onto it, and he has gotten better. The things that we saw that were limitations with him were fixable, and so he's been able to fix some of them. It's still not consistent, but it's gotten better. So they were things that were, they get addressed, you know, and we addressed him, and he's addressed him, which is good. Sometimes it's hard to break a habit, and we've talked about it in here before, where, you know, those in a game, when you start creating bad habits, they're hard to break, and these guys over the course of their college career have some bad habits that you have to break, and the things he had wrong, he's really fixed, and so that's helped elevate his game every week.
Dude, I love it. Right here, shout out to my man Rusty, who I was hanging out with at the game yesterday. He says, Law 2, too many liabilities. Yeah, it's bad. It's really, really bad. D. Winters didn't play. He had a little, I think it was knee soreness is what they called it, whatever else. But you've seen what you need from D. Winters. You're fine. Like, you've seen what you need to see with Jordan Mason. You're fine. Obviously, you always want people to get snaps, but you don't want to push them. Josh, Bill wasn't horrible this week. Robert Bill Jr., he graded as the 22nd out of 27 players, 44.1, but it was an improvement. He was better. Still bad. Had a missed tackle, two solo stops, but he made a couple plays. It had one pressure finally. So you're talking about somebody that's got one pressure with like 40 plus pass rushing snaps. He was better. I haven't done defensive tape yet. And so I'll get to that probably Tuesday, Wednesday, both those days. I'll do the first half Tuesday, probably Wednesday. It's a short week this week, which I like. But yeah, not enough for Robert Beal to be like, oh, okay, all right, cool. He's a year out. He's a year out. Mason Plyne, I think he played three snaps. And again, you know, people have been arguing with me about Mason Plyne making this roster. Dude can't get snaps in a preseason game. He got zero snaps last week, got three snaps. Mason Plyne ain't making this roster. I said this when we signed him. He's a year out. He's a developmental player that hasn't played much football in his life. He's a developmental guy. He's had a good training camp. He's shown some promise. There's 0% chance Mason Plyne makes his 53. Zero. Doesn't mean he's not in the 49ers' future plans. He got three snaps. Did he catch a pass? He might have got one. Let me see here. Mason Plyne did not catch a pass. Did not get a target. So negative Ghost Rider. All three were run block plays according to PFF. He had a 60 grade. All right. Which means 60 is like where you start, but like, I like Plyne. It's just, he's got time. That dude just has to learn how to be a pro first. It was too steep of a climb. It really, really was. Doesn't mean he's not going to be a 49ers tight end. The ceiling is huge. The dude's gigantic. He's great in open field. He just got to learn football. That's all. Luke says, John, I said pre-draft, I don't want Niners spend capital on a running back. Yeah. You wanted Ashton Janty out of Boise State. Yeah. I don't know much about him. I didn't break his tape down. Yeah. All of us were screaming. Don't, if you do draft a running back, there was a short list. Now, a lot of people loved Isaac Garendo, and maybe he still is going to be incredible. He's had one practice, but you know, my two guys I wanted were Ray Davis and Will Shipley. Those were the two most 49ers running backs that just were like right where we could have taken them. The sad thing is the draft goes. Ray Davis gets picked by the Bills the very next pick in the fourth round. Will Shipley goes to the Eagles. 49ers panic, trade two fifth rounders to jump up and get a guy with chronic hamstring issues and one career start. But he's supposed to be back this week, and I hope he goes out there and balls out. 49er reminder. I saw Gutierrez on the online yesterday. I thought it was Alfredo. No, Sebastian, right? Sebastian Gutierrez, who's played well at guard. He had a 54.9 grade. He's been all right. You know, it's what it is. Whatever. Now, that's going to do it for us today's show. We got great shows. Tomorrow's John and Wayne show. And then Wednesday, we'll have a show where I'm going to give you all my film nuggets that I took away from, you know, stuff this week. Thursday, we'll be back with Ant from 49ers Cutback. Friday, preseason game. Going to be fun. This will be my first preseason game I'm not at, which, you know, take that for what you will. But, man, I just want to say thank you to everybody. Yeah, right here, Eric. I love this. You know, John is in midseason form, but his Chiefs get red. When the Chiefs get red, the 49ers opponent is dead. Man, that's, I'm telling you, it's like the, what is it? The end game quote, right? Where they ask the Hulk, you know, they're like, what's your secret? How do you stop from staying mad all the, you know, whatever. And he like walks away, changing into the Hulk. He's like, I'm always angry. Like, that's me, baby. It's always red. 49ers red. I was destined to root for this team. Now, taking us out, again, shout out to my man, Key Man, and the 49ers. Like, he just puts out some great stuff. So go check him out. Support this artist. But for everybody else, appreciate you guys. And as always, stay strong, faithful. Want to say thanks for supporting today's show. And to take us out, we're going to go to a new song from Key Man. You know what it is. West don't stop, 49 the faithful when the rest gon' fly. Riding for the team that we love on God. We gon' lift them up till they up on time. Till we up on time. The quest don't
to the zone, we've been striking gold. That 49 away winning Super Bowls. So many legends, it's a Hall of Fame.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.